From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Early results from the Netherlands election says Prime Minister Mark Rutte's party has won the most seats in Parliament, defeating that of the far-right nationalist Geert Wilders by a larger margin than expected. The Prime Minister said the Netherlands has said no to the wrong kind of populist.
I think it means in the Netherlands that people have been responsive to two messages. In the first place, that we should not experiment, that we should continue the policies of recovery to make this economy stronger, and now to make people feel in their personal lives that this economy is one of the best performing economies in the Western world.
Rutte's center-right People's Party for Freedom and Democracy is expected to take 32 of 150 seats, far ahead of any other party. Three parties are expected to win 19 seats, each including Wilders' Anti-Immigration Freedom Party. A U.S. federal court temporarily restraining order is blocking President Donald Trump's second try at using an executive order to suspend refugee admissions and ban new visas to people from six major Muslim-majority countries. Wednesday's court order was in response from a lawsuit by the state of Hawaii, which claims the Trump order discriminates against Muslims. Trump had this response to the judge's ruling.
We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win. We're going to keep our citizens safe.
The Trump administration says the ban is necessary to protect the country from the threat of terrorism. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it is clear that a different approach is required after 20 years of failed diplomatic efforts to prevent North Korea from having nuclear weapons. Tillerson spoke Thursday in Tokyo on the opening leg of his first trip to Asia as the top U.S. diplomat.
Part of the purpose of my visit to the region is to exchange views on a new approach. Foreign Minister Kishida and I had a very open and candid discussion around a different approach. We'll have further discussions with Prime Minister Abe. I will have further discussions in Seoul and ultimately in Beijing as well.
Japan and South Korea, which host U.S. troops and are already within range of North Korea's missiles, support U.S. efforts to increase diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea. Russia says it was not involved in any unlawful cyber activities a day after the U.S. Justice Department announced indictments for two Russian spies and two other people suspected of stealing personal information of millions of people in a 2014 hack of Yahoo. A Kremlin spokesman told reporters Thursday that no Russian office, including the Russian Federal Service Security Service, that is, the FSB, was involved. An assistant U.S. attorney said the four indictments include two former FSB officers and two hackers who helped them in the intrusion. The U.S. says hackers targeted the accounts of government officials from both Russia and the United States, as well as journalists, financial services employees, and military personnel. One of the hackers was arrested Tuesday in Canada. Two separate suicide attackers blew themselves up Wednesday at different locations in Damascus, killing at least 31 people and wounding dozens more. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, as the Syrian conflict, which has taken hundreds of thousands of lives, enters its seventh year. Speaking Wednesday to a U.S. congressional panel, British politician David Miliband, who now heads the International Rescue Mission, appealed to the U.S. to help end the violence.
There is not just a war without end in Syria, there's also a war without law. And a principled American voice is needed to articulate support for international humanitarian law and accountability for those who violate it. The truth is, if the U.S. does not provide this voice, no one else will.
He urged lawmakers to cut back foreign humanitarian assistance, warning it would be a setback to U.S. strategic leadership. West African troops have rescued thousands of civilians being held in villages along the Nigerian-Cameroon border by Boko Haram insurgents. The operation was carried out over a week's time earlier this month. It resulted in the liberation of thousands of Cameroonian officials saying they were hostages. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.